Despite the serious concerns raised by the public and various experts, and the fact that the National Health Insurance Bill has yet to be passed through Parliament, the Deputy Director General for the Department of Health, Nicholas Crisp, revealed the 44 positions would be advertised for the NHI scheme in August. Government has approved this travesty at a cost of 30 million rand and plans to allocate more resources in 2023-24 to fund a staff of 120 people. This is a clear indication that the ANC intends to bulldoze the bill through Parliament. The Health Department's track record when it comes to public participation is atrocious. There's every indication that the ANC government yet again intends to ignore revelations from the DA, whistleblowers and the media. A recent oversight at the Pelonomi Hospital in Bloemfontein revealed a shocking condition. The hospital suffers from extreme shortages, and that includes around 70% of unstaffed, despite the budget being set aside to hire more people. And this is the general issue around every hospital I have visited. The staff structure is in place, the positions are ring-fenced and the budget is there available, yet people are not being employed into vacant positions to ensure that that there's enough staff at hospitals to in order to provide the kind of services we really need to. And at many hospitals, they don't have any assets, there are no computers, telephone lines aren't working, internet is not working, and has placed a huge burden on having to make sure that hospitals actually function properly. All South Africans deserve quality healthcare, and the DA supports universal healthcare in its principle. But unless the ANC government fixes and maintains the current healthcare system, the NHI will be nothing but a cash cow for corrupt cadres. If the ANC truly cared about South Africans, it would not be forcing through the NHI bill, which will only further ravish the country's coffers. The ANC need to upgrade hospitals in terms of budgets, and we cannot allow for fraud and corruption to continue to ravage another SOE like the rest of the SOEs in this country.